Welcome back to the show whose rhythm is 8 to the bar. And now, our very own seller dashboard daddy, Griff.
Hey, this segment is brought to you by Terapeak, eBay market research to increase your online sales. Nothing feels like a cleaner slate than a brand new year. Tell that to the 2,000 people that suddenly had gym memberships at my gym. They'll be gone in February. Here now to help you make the most of it is community manager. Are you a community manager?
I'm a social media manager.
Yeah, I thought so. Social media manager Audrey Tracy from eBay for Business. Audrey, welcome to the new year.
Hello, welcome. Happy New Year, everyone.
Happy New Year.
Hello.
And with the new year underway, what should sellers be focused on right now?
We are in that period right now where everything feels fresh and new.
Speak for yourself, honey.
And the advice that we're giving on the eBay for Business blog is to think about your business.
Yeah.
Of course, eBay is encouraging sellers to do kind of a post-holiday blowout sale. Traditionally, this is when retailers do big, heavy discounts. It's probably a little late in the game because we're, on the 10th of January? But we are recommending that if you have stale inventory, there are a number of ways to get rid of it. And as you know, Griff considers that a capital liability.
Yes, I do. I should know. I have a whole garage filled with it.
And so, if you check out the eBay for Business blog, we've got a article titled how to liquidate slow moving inventory or something to that effect.
Yeah, slow
and there's a bunch of great tips in there about how to blow out stale inventory and make way for fresh.
So, how can sellers be more efficient with their business?
Well, a couple of ways. We just wrote a blog on 7 ways to I forget the exact title, but it's basically 7 ways to automate your eBay business. And so newer sellers may not realize that there are a bunch of tools that eBay provides where you can automate your business. Things like auto accept or decline a best offer or your shipping preferences where you can, you can decide at what point do you want the item back, at what point do you want the item, the buyer to just keep the item and you'll refund. Sometimes, for a cheap item or an item that has been damaged, it's not worth getting it back.
Yeah, it's true.
So the returns preferences is a great way to kind of automate that business. Although I've heard a little bit of feedback on that. And some sellers, and this is, they're wearing their very good customer service hat on this, is, returns are a moment where you want to engage with the buyer to figure out exactly what's going on and how can you make the situation right.
Yeah.
So, as with all advice on the blog and all advice that we give, do what's right for your business. But think about things that could help you automate your business and kind of streamline kind of routine tasks.
And so the blog post is?
It's called 7 Ways to Save Time by Automating Your eBay Tasks.
Does it have a theme song? Because I got one.
No, but we would love to have one.
There must be 7 ways to automate your business.
Of course.
Drop off the key, Lee.
Yeah.
Automate those returns preferences.
Jefferson's. Anyway, so these are really important. What are some of the things that sellers can do this month, starting right off on this fresh, new, clean slate you speak about?
Yeah.
To improve their business for 2017.
I always think that January is a great time to do a little reflection, a little introspection.
No, I've done that.
And figure out what do you need in your business to take the next step. A lot of sellers, for instance, that may not be using accounting software and kind of are struggling with managing their finances on an Excel spreadsheet, January is a great time to adopt something like GoDaddy or QuickBooks has a new version called QuickBooks Self-Employed.
Oh.
That works really well for eBay sellers. And, the point being that you get you start off with a fresh slate and you get your full 2017, accounting all accounted for in a software program like GoDaddy or QuickBooks.
So if you're going to do one, now's the time to do it.
The time to do it. Because, when you look back in January 2018 and you start thinking about taxes for 2017, you'll have a full record of the entire year.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, I'd like to go back to that 7 ways to save time by automated eBay task. I guess that was Shauna Champion.
Yep, good old Chana.
Who wrote that. She said, the first thing she said was select good till canceled mm-hmm. for fixed price listings.
Yes.
You want to say why, Griff?
Because it's listed and forget about it.
It's a forget about it thing, exactly.
Yeah, I am, now don't get angry with me.
I'll try.
I'm a big proponent of fixed price listings having one listing duration. Good until canceled.
Mm-hmm.
That's it, period.
Yeah.
Well, is there any, I'm sorry.
You don't have to think about it, right? When you do that. That's what's so good about it.
Right, and you can still manage the item just because it's good until canceled. Remember, cancel is something you can do. So if you need to cancel it, you can cancel it any time.
But is there any benefit to delisting every 30 days?
There's myths about benefits that aren't really backed up by any data whatsoever.
Got it.
Which is, if I list it to renew every 30 days and it shows up as new, let me tell you what actually it does show up as. It shows up as annoying. Because if I've got a watch list...
Is that in the data? Yeah, annoying?
Well, not for me. If I've got a watch list and your item comes up in that search and it comes up sometimes it comes up every 3 days as new, it's not going to make me want to buy it.
Yeah.
So
your desperation is showing.
Right. There's no data that supports the idea that having an item that was on the site suddenly show up again as new is going to result in more sales across, all examples. So fixed price is still the best way to go. And this is even more the case as product identifiers.
Yes.
Allow us now.
Great point.
You can see us structuring more data because it's going to be about, in many cases, about product, not about individual items, except for those that are, unique or one of a kind. So I think you can, putting aside like most collectibles and antiques and art, the vast majority of stuff on the other categories is quantifiable in a data structure. And as that information is reformatted into that structure, then it is more about the product and these old myths about, if I list it as, have it renew as new is going to give me sales. It's just not true now.
Right.
Certainly
you might actually be doing yourself a disservice because Google wants that persistence, right? Google wants that listing or item to be persistent on the site as long as possible until it sells so that it can crawl the data. I mean, that's how Google works.
Shauna's first point.
Yes. The persistence.
Yes, and the second thing was to instantly accept or decline best offers.
Yes.
You don't have to sit around and wait for the phone to ring or your computer to show you that you've got a best offer.
Exactly.
Or your phone. If you use best offer, you don't have to be at the ready to accept or decline an offer. You can set your price limits.
That's true.
In advance. So, and then the third one was use the out-of-stock option to avoid oversales.
Oh, that is huge.
Yeah, because that way
you let a stockout happen.
Yeah, it's not good. It's also a way of keeping track of your listing so that if it's out of stock, you have how many days before it goes?
But there is a period where we keep the listing, we just don't show it because the quantity is zero.
But you can go in and replenish the quantity if you have more.
Exactly. So. And you want that long you want that long selling history.
Exactly.
That's great.
Very
data.
Good point. Yes.
We are speaking with Audrey Tracy, who is our guest from She is the social media manager for eBay. Is that correct? Social
that
media.
That had a question mark on
the end. Because you guys change.
As does everything here.
Everything changes, and nobody tells us, and so we type the wrong thing in
here. Nope. I am still, unless somebody tells me otherwise, I am still a social media manager here.
You've never been a community manager.
Well, I kind of started off that way. I was
really?
See?
Oh, but that was a long time ago.
So we have that in the database or something.
When you were,
I don't know.
When you were working for Jeff.
Well, even before that. In August 2013, I was hired.
Oh, that was years and years ago.
And we, I started, long story short is I started off as almost a community manager.
Oh, I see.
Because I was trying to build the page and I was trying eBay for Business page and I was trying to get sellers to talk to each other and engage with eBay, et cetera.
Now, how'd that work out for you?
Worked out pretty good.
Good.
Can't complain.
So the next thing in the blog is to hide your inventory when on vacation. And we've talked about that ad nauseum here on the radio show, but it's so important.
Yeah, if you can't fulfill. If you're going away for 2 weeks, don't just put the message on the top of your listing.
And just think a bit. Does somebody walk out of their shop on a Friday morning and doesn't lock the door? And they go on vacation and they've got a brick and mortar. Would anybody ever do that?
Well, no, but if they did, we'd be the first in line, right?
Looting ensues.
Yes. Free stuff.
Yeah,
eBay
exactly.
Looting. So basically we know, you know, that one is very important.
Right.
Yes.
Then automatically post feedback. You can automatically send positive feedback.
I still see these people who say, well, I don't leave feedback until the buyer leaves it. Blah, blah, blah.
No need to manually type A, plus, 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 plus buyer every time you sell something.
Plus
so this is good.
It's good for business.
So how do we do that?
You know, it's been a while because I have mine all automated, but I believe if you go into my eBay and then into, well, let me go there because, you know, it's
you're still using Seller Manager Pro.
You can still do this. I think you can still
do those
this.
Of you using Seller Manager Pro can automatically send positive feedback.
Yeah. So if you go to selling, you should ask me this now. I don't remember how to do it because I've set these up so long ago and I don't know where they are now. But I'll research and then I'll say.
Audrey, can you stay on with us for a few more minutes?
Sure.
Because we're going to take
feedback.
A break in just a minute.
Sure.
So we have other things.
Oh, I found it.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. If you're on the Seller Hub main page and you look under feedback, there's a link there now that says Manage Automated Feedback. And you can set up your whole... there's a lot of automation, but there's one for feedback. And you can make it so it's... Yeah, and that's what I use.
I've never given anything but positive.
Of course. Why would you
all
do
these
otherwise?
Years.
Hey, Audrey, can you stick around?
Of course.
Good. This segment was brought to you by Terapeak eBay Market Research to increase your online sales. Why don't you call us and talk to the lovely Audrey and me and Lee? 888-723-4630. It's eBay Radio.
I hear you've added some dropshipped items to your eBay inventory. How's that working for you?
I dropship with Doba. They make it easy.
How did you figure out what to sell? And how do you know if a supplier is going to ship quickly and be reliable? It all seems kind of scary to me.
It was for me, too, until I found Doba. They don't just offer you access to an online catalog of over a million products. Doba also keeps a scorecard for every one of their suppliers. It tells me how quickly they ship, their fulfillment rate, even how likely they are to be out of stock.
That doesn't sound so scary.
And Doba doesn't stop there. Their in-house support team helped me decide what products are trending or selling. They send me updates on shipped items and communicate with my supplier, so I don't have to.
Maybe I should try Doba for my business on eBay.
Why not? You can try it risk-free for 7 days. Just go to Doba.com/eBay Radio.
Doba.com/eBay Radio. Thanks. I'm on my way.
It's another ordinary day in eBay land. You're ready to pack and ship when suddenly the shipping monster strikes again. That hard-to-ship item just sold, but you're not sure how to pack it. You need a superhero to save the sale. You need Bubble Fest's Mark and Robin Levine, the superheroes of shipping. They can help you safely pack your most challenging items. They've got a super selection of everything you need to do the job right. Just call their shipping hotline at 877-599-SHIP.
Hello, Bubble Fast Hotline. How can I help you?
Mark and his Robin will get you on the way to shipping that impossible item fast. For more ways to tame the shipping monster, join Bubble Fast's Facebook group. Subscribe to their Bubble Briefs newsletter. And remember, their shipping hotline, 877-599-SHIP. Find it all at BubbleFast.com. That's BubbleFast.com.
As a busy online seller, you need to get ship done. Your packages need to go out as quickly, efficiently, and cost-effectively as possible from everywhere you sell. You need ShipStation. ShipStation integrates with all of your selling channels to process orders fast and seamlessly. Ship via USPS, UPS, FedEx, and more. ShipStation works with eBay's global shipping program, too. But shipping isn't all ShipStation does. ShipStation lets you automatically leave feedback for buyers when you ship. In fact, with ShipStation, you can automate pretty much everything from importing a product photo with each order to sending email to customers and managing returns. ShipStation is web-based, and their one-of-a-kind mobile app lets you print labels and ship from anywhere. So when you need to get ship done, you need ShipStation. Try it for free at ShipStation.com. That's ShipStation.com.
listen while you list.